2011年12月
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of three sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are 5 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear,
Mr. Smith is not in. Could you please give him a message?
You will read, A, I'm not sure. B, you're right. C, yes, certainly. D, that's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C, yes, certainly, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now the test will begin.
1. Can I have your phone number, please? Can I have your phone number, please?
2. Which would you prefer, tea or coffee? Which would you prefer, tea or coffee?
3. Would you like to come for dinner tonight? Would you like to come for dinner tonight?
4. How do you like the work here? How do you like the work here?
5. Excuse me, do I have to pay in cash? Excuse me, do I have to pay in cash?
2. B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
6. May I help you, sir?
Yes. Could you tell me how to get to the airport?
Question. What does the man want to know? May I help you, sir?
Yes. Could you tell me how to get to the airport?
Question. What does the man want to know?
7. Did you attend the meeting last Friday?
No, I didn't, because I was ill.
Question. Why didn't the woman attend the meeting? Did you attend the meeting last Friday?
No, I didn't, because I was ill.
Question. Why didn't the woman attend the meeting?
Eight. Do you want me to write the report for you?
No, thanks. I'll do it myself.
Question. What will the man do? Do you want me to write the report for you?
No, thanks. I'll do it myself.
Question. What will the man do?
Nine. I'd like a room for 3 nights, please.
Okay. Please fill in this form.
Question. What is the man going to do? I'd like a room for 3 nights, please.
Okay. Please fill in this form.
Question. What is the man going to do?
Ten. What company are you from, Mr. Wang?
ACC Company. I am the marketing manager.
Question. What is Mr. Wang's job? What company are you from, Mr. Wang?
ACC Company. I am the marketing manager.
Question. What is Mr. Wang's job? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer sheet in order of the numbered blanks according to what you hear. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now the passage will begin.
First reading.
When you are starting a small business, you should write a business plan. Writing a business plan is the most important step. This is how people will think about your business. When you are looking for support from a bank, the bank will read your plan seriously before it gives you any help. Even if you're starting the business with your own money, you will still need to have a written plan to help develop your business. The marketing plan is the important part of a business plan. It will help you to sell the products or your services.
Second reading.
When you are starting a small business, you should write a business plan. Writing a business plan is the most important step. This is how people will think about your business. When you are looking for support from a bank, the bank will read your plan seriously before it gives you any help. Even if you're starting the business with your own money, you will still need to have a written plan to help develop your business. The marketing plan is the important part of a business plan. It will help you to sell the products or your services.
Final reading.
When you are starting a small business, you should write a business plan. Writing a business plan is the most important step. This is how people will think about your business. When you are looking for support from a bank, the bank will read your plan seriously before it gives you any help. Even if you're starting the business with your own money, you will still need to have a written plan to help develop your business. The marketing plan is the important part of a business plan. It will help you to sell the products or your services.